Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Praise be to Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليكم to everyone. We are now in the scene of Share Your Juma and commentary of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad Rahimallahu Alayh. Join us every Friday at 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the blessed Share Your Juma on American Muslim 360, am360.org, as it provides one of its most important community services, broadcasting the Salatul Juma from a masjid or Islamic center, followed by the commentary of Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimallahu Alayh. The mercy of Almighty God be upon him. AM360 broadcasts Jumas from our group intellect throughout the nation more than any other resource in America. For those most vulnerable, like the elderly, disabled, sick, and others unable to attend a musalla, AM360 offers a vital link to hear a Juma from the comfort of their home or office. Khatib, Imam, today, the Imam of the Masjid Bilal in Cleveland, Ohio, going to be the Khatib, the deliverer for today. And they will actually start at 1 p.m. in about 18 minutes. So we're going to share some hadith prior to that. And we want to share about Jummah. Jummah comes in the day, this is the sixth day. That's the Jummah, the connectivity, the collectivity, the coagulation, the connection with self, me, myself, and I, or we, the ones that make up myself. We first come together, our desire, our thinking, and our ability to be in the womb of development that's disciplining us. That's the connection. Our desires, actually being in the womb first, and then the womb develops our mind, and then our mind is connecting with our desires, our interests. So Jummah, the connection, collaboration with self, of self, the disciplining of self, coming together the sixth day as we are in a womb that is developing our thinking and that is then developing our interests, helping us to have more discipline with our interests. And then we concertively meet with others who are doing the very same thing. And when we are lined up, and behind listening to the Quran, the revelation of the Quran, mashallah. But we thank Allah for this moment. The Cleveland Masjid Bilal, I looked closer. They start where you can come in, connect at 12:45, and then 1 p.m. they actually begin. So we're going to share hadith, reports from of those who report, giving a report about Prophet Muhammad did or said certain things. All right, so let's go there to the hadith. And welcome. And I believe we will hear the Adhan when we hear the first call of the Adhan, and we will make our individual prayer. And then we will await the second call. And the second call then will indicate for the imam to begin. All right? Alhamdulillah.
Hadith number 1.
عن أمير المؤمنين أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته لدنيا يصيبها أو امرأة ينكحها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of the Commander of the Faithful, Abu Hafs, Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله عنه, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, deeds are only by intentions, and every man shall have only what he intended. So one whose hijrah, immigration, was to Allah and His Messenger, his hijrah was to Allah and His Messenger. But one whose hijrah, was to achieve a worldly aim, or to a woman he would marry, then his hijrah was to that for which he immigrated. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith number 2.
عن عمر رضي الله عنه أيضا قال بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل قال فأخبرني عن أماراتها قال أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان ثم انطلق فلبست مليا ثم قال يا عمر أتدري من السائل قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم رواه مسلم.
Also on the authority of Umar radiallahu anhu, who said, one day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came over to us whose clothes were exceedingly white and whose hair was exceedingly black. No signs of travel were seen on him, but none of us knew him. He came and sat down opposite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and rested his knees against his, placing the palms of his hands on his thighs. He said, O Muhammad, inform me about Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. To establish prayer, to give zakah, to fast Ramadan, and to make the pilgrimage to the house if you are able to do so. He said, You have spoken the truth. And we wondered at his asking him and confirming it. He said, Then inform me about Iman. He said, It is to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and the last day, and to believe in predestination, both the good and the evil thereof. He said, You have spoken the truth. He said, Then inform me about Ihsan. He said, It is to worship Allah as though you see Him. If you do not see Him, indeed He sees you. He said, Then inform me about the hour. He said, The one questioned about it knows no more than the questioner. He said, Then inform me of its signs. He said, That the slave woman will give birth to her mistress, and that you will see barefooted, naked, destitute shepherds competing in the loftiness of constructions. Then he departed, and I stayed for a time. Then he said, O Umar, do you know who the questioner was? I said, Allah and His Messenger are more knowing. He said, It was Gabriel. He came to you to teach you your religion. Narrated by Muslim. A few notes about the Hadith number 3.
An Abi Abd al-Rahman عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول بني الإسلام على خمس شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة وحج البيت وصوم رمضان رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Abu Abd al-Rahman, Abdullah, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, رضي الله عنهما, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, say, Islam has been built on five. Testifying that there is no deity but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The establishment of prayer, giving zakat, making the pilgrimage to the house, and fasting Ramadan. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith number 3.
An Abi Abdirrahman.
Hadith number 4.
عن أبي عبد الرحمن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الصادق المصدوق إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه 40 يوما نطفة ثم يكون علقة مثل ذلك ثم يكون مضغة مثل ذلك ثم يرسل إليه الملك فينفخ فيه الروح ويؤمر بأربع كلمات بكتب رزقه وأجله وعمله وشقي أو سعيد فوالله الذي لا إله غيره إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها وإن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها. رواه البخاري ومسلم.
On the authority of Abu Abd al-Rahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, رضي الله عنه, who said, The Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he is the truthful, the believed, narrated to us, Indeed, the creation of one of you is brought together in his mother's belly for 40 days, in the form of a zygote. Then he is a clinging clot for a like period, then a morsel of flesh for a like period. Then there is sent to him the angel who blows the human soul into him, and is commanded about four matters: to write down his provision, his lifespan, his actions, and whether he will be unhappy or happy. And by Allah, other than whom there is no deity, indeed, one of you does the deeds of the people of paradise until there is not between him and it except an arm's length. But the decree overtakes him, so he does the deeds of the people of the fire and enters it. And indeed, one of you does the deeds of the people of the fire, until there is not between him and it except an arm's length. But the decree overtakes him, so he does the deeds of the people of paradise and enters it. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith number 6.
عن أبي عبد الله النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الحلال بين وإن الحرام بين وبينهما أمور مشتبهات لا يعلمهن كثير من الناس فمن اتقى الشبهات فقد استبرأ لدينه وعرضه ومن وقع في الشبهات وقع في الحرام كالراعي يرعى حول الحمى يوشك أن يرتع فيه ألا وإن لكل ملك حمى ألا وإن حمى الله محارمه ألا وإن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إنا أحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا يضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. All praise is due to Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance, and we ask for His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our souls and from the evils of all of our actions. Whosoever Allah guides, none will be able to mislead him or her. And whoever he leads astray, no one will be able to guide or her. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, no associate has he. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger of Allah. Yehiel Nesu. Amanu tekulallah hak tekatihi. Wale tumun tunne ile wa antum muslimun. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and do not die unless you are in a state of complete submission to his will. Or do not die except as true Muslims, which means a state of submission. That means that we are to preserve our Islamic faith as Muslims. So when we die as Muslims, Allah has said, sallallahu, Allah has said, may the peace, Allah, pardon me, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that whatever state we live our life in, that is the state that we will die in. And that is the state that we will be resurrected in. So we want to be resurrected in the state of pure al-Islam and submission to the will of Allah. Glory to Allah, the Most High. Yeah, you're hailing this too. Tekul Rafikum with the Lady Kalakakum. Min Nesuwahitan, wa Kalakak Minha, Beljaha, wa Betin, Minhuma, Bijanin, Kesarin, wa Nisan, wa Tekulala, the Lady Tasadi Lunavihi, wa Akram, Ine Allah, Kane Aleikum Raki. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, our father Adam. And from him he created his Hawa. And from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And do not cut the relationship of the womb. Surely Allah is a watcher over you. Ya yahal ladina amanu takul Allah. Wakunun, Alin Sadiq, Yeslehu Lekum. Amin Lekum, Wakasru Lekum, Nunumikum, Wamin, Yeti Allah, Warasulahu, Feka, Falzin, Falzin Hazin. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and fear him and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do righteous good deeds and will forgive you of your sins. Whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has indeed achieved a great achievement. Amu Batu. Wa ina al-yuril aditu kitabu Allah. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah. Wa kaliril hadith, hadith Muhammad. And the best guidance is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Wa shalril aminri. Mahadetetu. And the worst of matters are those invented by the people. By Kaliril. Muhadeti. Bitter. And every invented matter is a bitter. By Kaliril. Beati. Dalaletta. And every bitter is a stray by Kairil. Daletin fil nur. And every going astray is the fire. Inshallah, for the days Juma Kupa, I will be making comments from the second surah, Surah Baqarah. The 21st ayat and the 22nd ayat of Surah Fatiha. Pardon me. The 21st ayat, it reads, Ya Yahel Nesu, Abudu, Rapikumbul, the lady, Katakakum, Rad Eledine, Min Kaplikum, La Elekum, Tatakum. The English translation, O mankind, worship your Lord, who created you, and those before you, that you may become righteous. Or some would translate it, that you may become God-fearing. Yeah, you have Nesu. This is all mankind. This is, yeah, you have Aminu. Oh, you believers. This is not talking to just believers. But yeah, you have Catherine Room. Oh, you disbelievers. Now, this is to everybody. Here, Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, is addressing everybody, believers and non-believers. Yeah, you have Nesu. Oh, mankind. Abudu. Worship. Rabikumbu. Your Lord. It's the Lord of everybody, whether you recognize him or not. Believers and disbelievers. Because Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, is addressing everyone. And when it says abudu, in the Arabic grammar, that is a command verb. This is not just a statement or a suggestion that you should worship Allah. No, in the Arabic grammar, this is a command verb. Allah is commanding you, everybody, believers and non-believers. Because it said, O mankind, abudu. This is a commandment from Allah to worship your Lord, not just a common statement or a suggestion. So the true meaning of ibadah, worship, let us know the true meaning of taqwa. And as this translator said, the true meaning, well, not the true meaning, but one meaning of taqwa is to become righteous. But it's more than that. It's deeper than that. To be righteous, other translations say to be God-fearing, to fear Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High. So when one is, he has the fear of Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, then one knows the boundaries, is operating within the boundaries that is set by Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, where their safety ends and where harm begins, or the boundaries between halal and haram, taqwa, knowing how the boundaries and how you operate within those boundaries between halal and haram. And Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, give us some examples of his boundaries. When we read in another place in the Quran, where it says, and it is he who has let free the two seeds, one palatable and sweet, and the other salty and bitter. And he has set a barrier and a complete partition between them, That's the boundary of Allah. The two seas, the flowing seas. One is sweet and one is bitter. Like salt water, you can't drink. You'll get sick if you drink salt water. With sweet water, you can drink. But there's a boundary, but it's not a physical boundary that you can see. It's an invisible boundary set by Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High. That's Allah's power and glory. Because the two seas obey the commandment of Allah not to mix together. Everything in nature, in its true form, follows Allah's command. So water flows together, flowing water. But even flowing water has a boundary. And flowing water obeys the command of Allah that if you salt water, you have to stay in your place. And if you sweet water, you have to stay in your place. But there's no physical barriers there to remind them of that. That's the boundary set by Allah, and they follow the command of Allah. Glory to Allah, the Most High. So if one leaves their safety zone and start experimenting with harm, for taqwa is a safety zone for the believers. But if one leaves their safety zone, that fire, that God-fearing zone, and start experimenting with haram, then they are tampering with their fitra. And fitra, as the Quran tells us, is the innate human nature that recognizes the oneness of Tawheed. That's a fitra. The nature of every human being. In Islam, we don't believe as the Christians believe, that everybody is born in sin. We don't believe that. No, in Islam, everybody is born in a state of purity and innocence. Purity and innocence. That's why a child that dies before they reach the age of purity automatically reaches Jannah. No questions asked, automatically, because they are in a state of purity. There is no sin on them before the age of purity. Purity. They automatically go to Jannah. Not as the Christians believe that you're born in sin, an innocent child, don't even know who their own mother and father is, or who they know their own parents are, know nothing. Can't even change their own diapers, feed their own self. They have to be taught how to nurse the milk from the breast of the mother. Innocent and pure. But the Christians say you're born in sin, but not so Islam. But not so Allah. Allah, fitra, says no. That you innocent and pure. Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, also says when it comes to boundaries, we will show them our signs in the horizon and within themselves until it becomes clear to them that this is the truth. So when we see how the salt water and the sweet water doesn't mix together, that's Allah's invisible boundaries that we, no physical structures there is separating them, but the power of Allah. That's also, I should say, that's a sign of Allah, We'll show them our signs in the horizon. Or some translate that we were in the universe. We will show them our signs in the universe and also within themselves. Our in nature, ourselves, we will come to recognize the signs of Allah. When that voice starts speaking to us and we be saying, I should have listened. Something told me not to do this, or something told me not to do that, or something told me to do this and to do that. Those are signs of Allah within yourselves. When we would go back and wish we would have listened. As Allah said, we would show them our signs in the horizon, or some translate this, within the universe and within themselves, until it become clear to them that this is the truth. Then the rest of the ayat goes on to explain what the Rabb is. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you. The Rabb, the Lord, is not, the word Rabb is not an attribute of Allah. That's not one of the 99 attributes of Allah. But the word Rabb is an attribute of many of the other attributes of Allah. When we look at the other attributes of Allah, it talks about the nourishment, bringing things into a state of perfection. Those are attributes of Allah. And the Rabb, even Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the mercy. The Rabb is a mercy of Allah. So the word mercy is Rabb can also describe that. So the rest of the ayat goes on to describe Rabb, worship your Lord who created you and those from before you. It's described. Why? Well, it gives the reason why. It just don't say, command us to worship our Lord. But it gives some reasons why you should worship, if you have to have reasons why you should worship. I'm going to read the English translation for the sake of time. It is He who made for you the earth a bed spread out, or some translators would say, He's made the earth a couch for you. The tone here emphasized the element of comfort and ease in human life. The earth is a place of comfort and ease. That's the attribute of the Rabb. Planet Earth has been prepared as a suitable place for the living, not only for humanity, but for plants and animals, a suitable place, providing comfort and shelter for man and beast, comfort and shelter. Many people take this comfort and shelter for granted, but this is a divine balance that is involved to sustain human life on earth. It's a balance. And it's a divine balance. It's not something that happened haphazardly. And the rest of the ayat reads, the English translation, and the heavens as a ceiling. Man's life on earth is linked to the atmospheric force of gravity. That force preserves the delicate balance and harmony between the earth and the rest of the universe, vital to sustain all life on earth. And the heavens as a ceiling, or that's the way the English translation for this says, the sky as a ceiling. It would be more accurate. The sky is a ceiling. So why the sky is called a ceiling? Because we are under a physical structure provided by Allah. And some would say, well, it's not a physical structure because it's made of vapor and so on. But Islam, but when we look at Bana, we read in the Hadith, Buni al-Islamu Ali Kamza, that Islam is built on five. So we see the word Banat again, Banat, ceiling. It's built, well, not ceiling, but Banat means a structure that have a ceiling over it, a structure. So the five represent the five. When you say Buni al-Islam Ali Kamza, the Islam is built on five. So the five represents the supporting structure of our faith. It's a supporting structure of our faith. And we know what the five pillars are of Al-Islam. Or should know, I should say. If you don't know, then come to Ta'lim and we will explain that to you. Ta'lim is every Sunday at 1 o'clock. But what Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, has said, it is Allah who raised up the heavens without any pillars that you can see. So that structure of the heavens, those are pillars that we can't see. That's a spiritual structure that we can't see. The physical structures we can see. But the physical structure, this is like the physical barrier that separates the two seas. We can't see that. That's no physical barrier. There's a spiritual barrier that separates that. That's the power of Allah. And same with these structures that support the heavens. As Allah said, it is Allah who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see. That's the physical, that is the spiritual, pardon me, structure of Allah. Glory to Allah, the Most High. And the next part of the ayat reads, and he sent down water from the sky, bringing forth fruit for your sustenance. Water from the sky. This is a recurring theme in the Quran, the value of water, how it sustains our life. The Quran reminds us that water is the essence of life here on earth. Water is almost just as important for all life here on earth as the sun is. Without the sun is what the main force that supports life, on the main physical force. But we know Allah supports everything, even the sun. But the main physical force that supports life on earth is the sun. And the next main physical force outside of the sun is water. Even if it was just the sun, but no water, life could not exist as we know it. Could not exist. Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, says, we have made out of everything. We have made out of water everything. Everything. As we, humanity, we were created from a watery substance that turned into a cloud of blood. The cloud of blood turned into a lump of flesh, and the lump of flesh took on bones. But it all started with a watery substance. Water is essential to life as we know it here on earth. Allahu Akbar. This is Allah, the Rahman and Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu wa sayyidina Muhammad. The planet Earth is the only place in the universe where we know of that has running water. Only place. And scientists have come to the conclusion after their investigation with their scientific instruments that if you want to find life elsewhere in the universe, you have to look for running water. There's plenty of water out there, but it's frozen water. They are in the quest for looking for running water. They find a planet or anything out there that have evidence of running water, what scientists say is a possibility that you may find life there. But other than that, with their instruments, they have searched, and their instruments can tell what the properties of what the sun is made of, what other stars are made of, even exoplanets, planets going around other stars. The instruments can tell what they are made of, but they haven't found no running water yet. There's a lot of frozen water. The planet Earth is the only place so far that they have found running water. To Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High says that He has sent from the sky. He has sent down water from the sky to bring forth fruit. Razaka means provision. He has provided that, not only for humanity, but He has provided that all life exists on this planet. He has provided that. So the two fundamental Islamic principles that come from this ayat, the first is that the oneness of Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, the Tawheed, that's one principle that is emphasized here, that Allah is the Lord and the Creator of all beings, and of all things on the earth and also in the universe. The other is the unity of the universe, where this Quran speaks of I mean, this IES speaks of the unity of the sky, the earth, and humanity. All of this is unity. All of this work in unison. If one thing is out of whack, like the concern now, not God didn't cause, Allah didn't cause this, but the global warming, or warming, humanity have caused that, to cause things to go out of whack. Global warming, warming. When things don't go according to Allah's plan, now we begin to start creating a problem for ourselves. And we are beginning to see evidence of that and global warming, warming, and air pollution. The air is polluted. And not only these are what you would call nature things, but when we see things that's not going according to Allah's plan, when humanity wanted to start same-sex marriage, homosexuality, then all kinds of disease and things start popping up. This is not according to Allah's plan. We start creating a problem for ourselves. And not only for ourselves, but in our social environment. The social environment begins to start accepting all of this corruption and begin to think it's all right. They lose track on what is right and what is morally right and what is morally wrong. They begin to lose track on that because they done lost sight on what Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, have commanded things to be. But Allah's plan, when everything is in unity, then you have that problem. Yeah, you will have problems because Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High, said, do you think that you're going to get by just by saying you believe? Just because we Muslims, that don't mean that we're not going to have problems. We're going to probably be tested more than any other people because we know the truth. And we have bear witness to the truth. So Allah has specially told us, do you think that you're going to get by just by saying you believe? Oh, we will be tested. We are being tested. Not will be. We are being tested. By Allah, glory to Allah, the Most High. The earth is stretched out for our ease and comfort, and the skies support this system. Or we can now say the heavens support this system as the earth is stretched out for our ease and our comfort. By water bringing forth crops and fruits to sustain mankind and all human life. This is the razak, the provision of Allah, the attribute of Allah. Razak, attribute of Allah, within the act of mercy. Not only mercy for humanity, but mercy for plant life, mercy for animal life, water. Allah brings that down. That's his mercy. And as the Arabic say, Anzala, it comes down, Anzala is a command verb in the Arabic language. It comes down by the command of Allah. Allah commands it, water to come down to nourish the earth and its inhabitants. And this is the grace of Allah, the Creator. Then the last line in this ayat reads, the English translation, do not then knowingly set up equals to Allah. Once we know and understand this, we are warned. Don't set up no equals to Allah. That's only one God, one Tahi. In other words, we have to stay on Tahi. Remember Tahi. We can't mix Tahi up with nothing. Allah is one. Knowing this, how can we knowingly set up other things up as a partner with Allah? Glory to Allah, the Most High. Allah is the controller of all affairs, all of our lives. Even if there's other life out in the universe that we don't know about yet, if it is, Allah controls that too. Allah knows. Allahu ilm. Allah knows best. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadan wa ala sayyidina Muhammadan kamata salata ala sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala sayyidina Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala sayyidina Muhammadan wa ala sayyidina Muhammadan kamata barak ala sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala sayyidina Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Daily akama, please. Now have the akama.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallahi rabbil rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Sıratı müstakim, sıratı lehine namantı aleyküm, gıyrı müstubi aleyküm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, alem tarati fefe alel vakti kesti asabi ıvdil. Alam Allah Akbar. Let me know if I didn't let him be my dear. Let me know if I didn't let him be my dear.
later. My favor is upon you. Upon who? Mankind. Alaykum. Mankind. And have chosen and I prefer. Raditu lakumu lalislam. Jesus. And I prefer for all mankind. Al-Islam al-Yudin. If y'all come back, after seeing the angel instruct the prophet, put that symptoms right there in chapter 5 or 3, and then it concludes by saying, but if any is forced by hunger with no inclination to transgression, Allah is indeed all to give him a word. Come right back to the womb. And what is it speaking about specifically? Oh. Okay. This religion is not extremism. It talks about swine. In fear of that, of course, you all don't know swine, that's an old name. C-O-R-K, of course. But it ends by saying, what if you're poor for hunger? No inclination to transgress the bounds. Don't get you the best to save your life. Check stream this. So, brothers, when you also sisters, when you talking about the pig and the swine, I don't get it. We don't. Just stop us. But don't ignore the latter part of chapter 5, verse 3, where God says, put down. Find yourself in a situation where you're hungry and there's nothing else to eat. Don't you lose your mind and say, I'd rather die before I eat something. I won't. Give me a piece of that so I ain't losing my life. God still don't lose your life. The religion that he has chosen, that he prepares for them. Now, this word is interesting now. Aratada. Ardita. Radita. For God prepares that. This is the language. He selects that Islam. He prefers mankind to have that Islam. But he says, no force it. That's what I said. No force it. So those of you all out there around the world, listen to us. We don't have any desire. At least I don't. I can't speak for everybody else. I can speak for me and most of the people that I know. But it's mine. We have no desire to force our religion on anyone. Because our religion says, don't force it on anyone. Chapter 2, verse 256, that's the reference. That is reference it means. Do not force and force. You might like something else. See? Look at the mercy of God. He knows the creatures that he created. And he gives us limited free will. Choose whatever you like. But what I prefer for you, to address every area of your life, cover every major issue and a lot of minor issues, is the comprehensive ideology, vision of Adam's life for mankind. That's in combat. However, if you want something else, I'm not going to punish you for that. But I'm going to tell you what I prefer for you. Now, you're not a rock. You're not a tree. You're not a stone. You can, meaning, they can't disobey the stone, the rock, the tree. Well, it's nature set. The dog set. The cat set. Human beings, we use to an extent. But I'm going to tell you what I prefer to you. The religion that he has chosen for you, that he prefers, the Lord promised to the believers. All these things he promised us now. Okay, now here's another one. وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ Children, the same verse. مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا And he, this is another promise that God has given to the prophet, and promised him and his followers, subsequently, his son. And that he, God, will put the land in the home. You know what I mean? will change your situation. The fear, this is fear too, more fear, cold. The first year, very respected all. It is not the one, fear, it's the whole other word for fear. This is cold, more of fear. It's actually fear something. See, change the fear, stop the fear. Change your state. That's the fear in which you used to live. And what a peace and security and safety. Well, I don't know about you. I don't live in fear anymore. Not that I ever did. I'm speaking in our history now. African American people in America used to live in fear. Bad reason. What contrived and made up? We had legitimate reason for living in fear. Fear to go to certain neighborhoods, fear to go in certain stores, fear to go to certain theaters, fear to get on the bus, fear to... Well, we had all kinds of fears in this country, but Allah, God, please, that fear is the one of heaven. I know there's still things out here. I'm not naive. I know that. In certain places, you still shouldn't be going in 2024. It's just kind of business now. See a Confederate flag flying somewhere. Like I did when I was driving to our buddy's program, Rashad Lauddin, and he's in Albany, Georgia. I drove up there a few months ago for the day when we had there. I'm driving, I'm going with the GPS through the backwoods. No, this is not going to tell you the truth now. And I happened to be on the street because we were talking. And I looked to my left, that is Georgia. He's in the woods, Georgia. It was in the daytime, so I went through two words. And I did have some stuff with me. You know, I'm like, I see a tall, big Confederate flag. 2024, because it's just a few months ago. And I told my brother, I said, hey, you know, I'm here where I'm at. So I did tell him. Yeah, he said, Reed, I see a big, tall, because where you at? I said, I'm between such and such and such mile mark. And I told him,
hotels, but they still need
you got a way to go. God will change. Be love and do good works. He's going to change your situation, condition, from one of fear, and I only gave a couple of examples, in which you used to live as a people, but an immense security. Job was doing any. Now you should have gone and be shaken. They will worship me alone and not associate any dog with me. He can come on fast before me. And if any get saved after this, they are indeed among the rebellious and the tomorrow at the bottom. الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم على آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد أيها المسلمون brothers if you don't mind if you can get a mask up there the brothers just came in and our sister please we want to make sure everybody is safe the CDC is telling us that these viruses are on the rise again So please, we want to protect all of our members and protect you all also. Okay. With the Lord's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, may his peace and his blessings be upon his noble and generous message of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abad, and what follows thereafter. And again, we say, assalamu alaykum. Upon you. Now, I want to shift our focus to in the second part of our Jumu'ah to what we all are witnessing in our lifetime. We are witnessing and living in terrible times. And you know, I remember Shad and others of you all. There's a subject at the time, right? And I haven't had a chance to show you this, but this was about 3 weeks ago, I believe, when I gave that subject. And the magazine, there's a magazine called Time Magazine. Some of you all familiar with that magazine, right? And when I had left the Jumu'ah that day, and on my phone, it came up. Now, I spoke on time. And how time changes. And then I saw this on the front cover of Time. That was y'all. I don't know if you see I'm staying with you. Those of y'all online. It's an international magazine, Time Magazine. And it shows a picture. I think it's about this month, too. And a new cover has come out. And these people are very wise people now. They're very powerful people. And look what they did. They only have one word up there. And that's the name of the magazine. Time. But you see what it is? One walking off the stage. Another one walking on. And the one walking on, African American, African, Asian. And all it said was time. And I said, well, Allah says in the Quran, in the sky, in the earth. You know what I read the first part of Jumu'ah? Yes, exactly. Send the home to God. God was the rulers in the earth. Have faith in the work. Allah says, in the sky, in the earth, and even in yourselves. A sign. Doesn't matter to me what your politics are. Don't miss the sign. And by the way, the person that's on here, that's walking, the sister, is already in the White House. Flies on Air Force 2. Hold up. She is a symbol. She's a real person. But she's a symbol of what time it is in America. And for me, honestly, well, I know I'm going to be voting for it. You do whatever you want to do. If y'all don't lie. Don't send me any sexism. You vote for whoever you want. Like I said, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, and I'm not an independent party. Man. I don't belong to any of the parties. But I know what I'm looking at. And I know this is a sign, a powerful sign. For the world community, the global community of man, that the people who were denied access lived in fear, no faith in security. It is now their time. Okay. I will tell you what I did. I said, well, I was watching the convention. And I know you all follow this and keep up with it. Some of you all don't. That's okay. And I see all these amazing, brilliant, particular, successful, young, some of them middle-aged, some of old, African Americans on the world thing that I didn't even know existed. Come on, what's happening in America? Well, a lot of people ain't on the street corners then, huh? Prisoners in jail. Oh, no. I did a little research. I see Google now. So after seeing that, I said, God says he's going to change it for you. And I happened to be with one of those mayors when I was in Dallas for the awards program this past week, and I was one of the honorees. It was nice for Shaniqua Muhammad and Elijah Muhammad and the family and Donna Mansour and some of the believers. They had an award ceremony for all of the pioneers living there in Dallas. And they put me on the list, and I said, well, I'm coming for that. But at the awards dinner, and one of these 641 men was a student of mine. Remember when she was just a little girl? She's now the mayor of Glen Heights, Texas. Sonia Akron, and congratulations. That's all the I'm so proud of her. Her mother, Sister Evelyn Akron, dean of a high school there, that Chris Bosch. She was the dean of that school, Lincoln High School. And she was our principal and director of education for the Sister Claire Muhammad School in Dallas for a long time, Sister Evelyn Akron. And I was so proud of Sonia. And I told Sonia, Sonia, you were the mayor? I remember you, come to the messages, and she died, so Allah bless me. And there are others. And then I saw our brother at the CNC. Some of us know him, but he's a friend. He's an attorney general. He's Muslim. Keith Ellis. Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was on the world stage. And I do want to commend his off of that couple two of our Imam Salah Sharif in Washington D.C. on Monday gave the invitation. Okay, unheard of for the African American Muslims. So typically they don't invite stuff on those stages like that. Don't know anything about. So I wanted to share that wonderful news with you. Allahu Akbar. Okay, now I'm going to introduce a couple more brothers and sisters. So that's the political piece. So now on the economic piece. Now here's a person, I never heard of him. I was like, he's doing what? His name is Arnold Donald. What's his name? Arnold Donald. Arnold Donald, 64-year-old, African-American businessman. Now, listen to this stuff. And the reason I share these things with you, I've shared it with you before, is Allah says in the Quran, give the good news to the believers. No one tells us about these things. These are achievements in our community that inspire the next generation, and those who are present now, remember, we're the next generation, but they let our folks know that they can do whatever, don't worry about that, let them know they can do whatever they want to do. They're high levels. Now, let me show you how the level he's operating on. Arnold Donald, a 64-year-old African-American businessman, has transformed part of a cruise line. So you all who like cruising lines, it's time to get on Carnival. He has transformed the Carnival Cruise Line into the world's largest and most popular cruise company, rescuing it from financial turmoil. So he's a turnaround specialist. Rescued it from financial turmoil over the past 5 years. Now, you didn't put the GX box. See, this is all CNN. Rescued them from financial turmoil the past 5 years, despite major setbacks like ship disaster, economic downturn. Donald's leadership has seen Carnival achieve record profits and ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. The Lord grant us the best that this life and this world has to offer us and grant us the best. And oh Allah, out of your mercy, please eliminate, reduce the gun violence in America and violence throughout the world. Please, Allah, and peace and suffering, Palestinian. Ameen. It comes to us.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الله حي على الله قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Those of you all who are joining us on line, YouTube, Facebook, StreamYard, and we thank you all over the world. Thank you all for that. You can be watching anybody else, listening to anybody else, so we are humbled by your continued support and viewership and participation with us, the Alex Bond Worldwide Ministry, coming from Jacksonville, Florida. So those of you all on the East Coast, it is time for Salat. Those of you all in the Central Time Zone, and join us for prayer. Those of y'all on the West Coast, it's not your prayer time, but if you joined us for the Jumai, as many of you all do, and I say this every week because we have new people every week, and pray with us. But when it's time for Salat for you out there, you have to perform the Salat at the appropriate time. Allahu Akbar. الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فاستغفر بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. الفاتحة. الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. May Allah accept our prayers. Brothers, we're having the brothers' meeting tomorrow in Orlando, Florida, between 9 to 5. Meshul Haq with Imam Hatim Hamidullah. So I'll be going there, but God, he's going later this evening. And it's just brothers gathering, brothers come together to share information and talk. So if you it doesn't cost anything. If you in the Orlando area want to drive there tomorrow, thank Zaki. Bus with some transportation, Zaki. So if any of you all are interested in going, see Zaki sitting back there because they do have a van or bus stop, I believe, for transportation. Those of you all who are, before you go out that door, if you haven't done it already, make your contribution in the box or the bucket back there because we do have expenses. And those of you all who are online, joining us online, you can go to our website to support our efforts here, www.alislamworldwideministry.com. You can donate online. We appreciate all of your contributions. Those of you all who support us on a consistent basis, may Allah continue to bless you. Make sure you include an email address when you make online so I can respond directly you to thank you for your donation. If you prefer to mail it, please do not mail anything to 320 Woodbine Street. We do not have a post box or mailbox to take mail because we don't want anybody taking the mail. We have a P.O. box, and it should be on the screen, P.O. box 3204. Make your check to Al Islam Worldwide Ministry. Please do not send cash. You're at the post office, get a post of money order. We appreciate you, but please don't include cash because, you know, they take that. So you can mail that to P.O. Box 3204, Jacksonville, Florida. See that on the screen right now. Thank you for being with us. Join us next week, inshallah, same time, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Al-Islam Worldwide Ministry on StreamYard. YouTube and Meta or Facebook. Be careful. Wear your mask when you're in large crowds because the CDC said that the virus, these coronavirus and the hell of the names now, are going up. Okay? So be careful. Thank you all for being with us. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Everyone, that is Imam Yahya Abdullah of Jacksonville, Florida, and it is a blessing to have been, and we were on a central time zone for Jumu'ah. That was with Masjid Bilal. I didn't get the Imam's name, but perhaps I will get it as we're keeping record now, too. Again, this is 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning. American Muslim 360 has always been sharing Share Your Jumu'ah from the beginning with Thomas's aspiration to do so. Thomas and Dr. Aisha Kareem, Thomas Abdus-Salam and Dr. Aisha Kareem, Share Your Jumu'ah. It's been a staple of right here on American Muslim 360. And therefore, of course, CEO Latifa Hameen of Dallas, Texas, has been keeping it current. along with all the other items, things that are being done here on American Muslim 360, being shared, the presenters, the hosts, and the information sharing and the conversations that have ensued and where we're going, where are we going. So we want to keep before you 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiatives, Faith and Family, and under that is Fasting, Function, Freedom in the areas of education, economics, governance, and sociocultural. Join us tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to contribute. You have things on your mind. You want to share. And you want to contribute to the tangibility of how we can become more acclimated as being useful to society. Inshallah, God willing. And then every Saturday, look forward to connecting with the Hijra calendar and the ascension of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. What does that mean to our daily lives and how we will see the connection with all of humanity? And again, the benefits, which of the two favors of your Lord, two mercies of your Lord will you deny? We thank you for your being here as we're going to share now words from Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimahullah Lay. But before we do that, if you have any questions or comments you'd like to share, please, by all means, press 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. Always go to cwsc.us and click on that blue donate button. This is the time here in this month on the Gregorian calendar. We're recognizing Thomas Abdul Salam, Twin Servant of Peace. This is the Founders Week, or Founders Month, really. The Founders Day will be Monday. Look forward to information sharing. Connect, communicate, and collaborate. So we're starting today to emphasize on the giving. Please share what you can financially. Again, go to cwsc.us, click on that blue donate button, and use the secured site of PayPal. Or if you want to mail in your contribution, by all means, mail it to make your check or money order out to CWSC at the Community Wide Shura Conference. And if you are allocating specifically to one of the intelligentsia components, put that in your message box or line on the message line, subject line. That will be, whether it's from AM360 to MCNRD to VHRN, whichever category, scholarship, Speakers Bureau, Ambassadors, NLAC, Learning Lab, Leadership Development Council, Internship, whichever area. And to find those names, you can go to cwsc.us and click on what we do, and it will show all of the areas. And the last but not least, which we will not see, which we need to add on, is the Strategic Family Institute. Strategic Family Institute. So pray be to Allah again. So the address, and making it out to CWSC, Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185, St. Petersburg, Florida. And you can put ST period, capital P-E-T-E, period, comma, Florida. The zip code is 33711. Again, CWSC, Marina Village, 4905, 34th Street South, St. Petersburg, Florida. That's number 185. That says that? Yes. St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711. Any questions, please, by all means, press 1. As we're going to share from Imam Warsdeen Muhammad, Rahimahullah, mercy of Almighty God be upon him. We're growing together and remaking this world. It's all of our world of thought, as we are all using what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has benefited us with, and that's hearing, sight, feeling, thinking, and of course, how we're applying it. Yes, our reaction to it all. Let's go here to everyone, and inshallah, we'll be adding to our archive. Okay. I'm going to go to the meaning of Sabbath. One. So it's in almost like 14, 15-minute increments. All right? All right. Let's begin.
Our talk is on the meaning of the term Sabbath. So let us first begin with things that I think should be pretty obvious, and then we proceed to things that are perhaps not so obvious. First, we understand Sabbath as an idea for preserving the culture. And in the Western society, Sunday is the main day for attending that need in society, the need to preserve the culture. Religion has served as the protector of the culture. And in Western society, the church has performed the main task of protecting the culture. When society drifts away from the cultural concerns, then we expect that the church in a Western society would not drift away, but would keep those concerns and be faithful to those concerns. The Jews, they have their Sabbath, and the Christians have their Sabbath. There are some Christians who observe Saturday, but most of them observe Sunday as the day for this particular concern we're talking about right now. Often it is said that Muslim Sabbath is on a Friday. That's incorrect. Muslims, we have no Sabbath. We have no Sabbath. Every day is cleanup day for us. So that should be understood at the outset, so no Muslim will have the wrong idea concerning his own religion. Sabbath is not a term for us. It's for Christians and Jews. The definition of culture now. Culture, its definition tells us a lot. And good dictionaries give you lengthy definitions of the word culture. So we are not going into all the lengthy definitions. We just hope to go to the main meaning. Webster's Imperial Dictionary, complete revision, very old dictionary. I don't know the date of the revised printing, but the Imperial Dictionary itself dates back to 1905, I believe. 1905. And the first entry that is given, it says, and I quote the dictionary, "The act or process of tilling and preparing the earth for crops, cultivation." So this is the first meaning of the word culture. The second entry says, "To improve, to correct, to refine man's physical or mental condition." So then it should be pretty clear to us what the depiction of Jesus in the Bible as a gardener means. The Bible pictures Jesus after his death, according to the Bible, as a gardener. So then we should understand the meaning now, since the cultivation of the soil means preparing it, tilling it, and preparing it to grow crops, to feed human needs. And the same word, means to improve, to correct, to refine man's physical or mental condition. So from the idea of tilling the ground to bring dead seeds, from dead seeds to living, growing things that bear fruit and produce and things necessary for man's livelihood and progress, we should apply that to the mental now needs of the human being, and understand that that relates in Scripture, that relates to our mental needs, the need to cultivate our minds, to prepare our minds, to cultivate our minds, to correct our self-destructive thinking, to correct our morally diseased thinking, to bring us into the growth that God has intended for us. You see? So this is a cultivation. To do the groundwork. To do the groundwork. Culture in this broad sense takes in practically everything that relates to man's higher aspirations. It includes the principles by which he lives or conducts himself for refinement, for excellence. It also includes the fashions, the styles that are set to help keep him in the right frame of mind, And it includes the institutions. So we have principles, fashions, and institutions, all under the term culture. The institutions are structured upon the principles, and the fashions reflect the disciplines. When institutions go bad, fashions go bad, we have nothing to fall back on but principles. And when principles are lost, then we just wait for the mercy of God. Yes. So we may say that principles are basic in the cultural growth of a society. They are fundamental. Principles are basic. Institutions are the elaborate expression of those principles. Our institutions of learning, and then the institutions that represent the cultural expressions in the form of art, music, artwork, all of this is culture. Dance. For the poor people, I mean poor in terms of cultural development, for the poor people, the strongest presence or evidence of culture in their lives is popular music. Popular music. It sets them to the cultural pattern. They are not directly influenced by the institutions, and except for a few who follow the principles of the church or religion, they are not set to the principles of culture. They are set to the tempo through the music, right? And by the way, Jesus said, destroy this temple. Had too much tempo, not enough sense. You see? And the symbol for the conscience in culture respecting the poor, culturally poor, is the foot. Because when the muses get us, the first thing censored is the foot. You know? Yeah. So let's go to the blackboard now here. I don't know what you came for. I came for business. Maybe you just came to see me. I came for business. So let's see. Not such a good artist here, but try to draw a foot. That looks almost like a foot. Now, they call this part the A-R-C-H, right? The arch. And they call this part the H-E-E-L, the heel. And they call this part toes, right? Now, what has this got to do with the Sabbath? Well, we hope to find out. This is called the heel, and the heel has a round bone. And this is the arch, and it has an arch bone. Right? Yes. And these are called the toes, the pretty straight bones. Connected. All right? The heel shouldn't be coming out that much. I wanted you to know that it is a heel, but I didn't want it to come out that much. All right. Let's see, can we get another meaning out of this? Now we said heel, H-I-L-L. Now let's see if we get the other one, H-E-A-L. Now all of those pronounce heel, no, right? H-E-E-L, heel. H-I-L-L, heel. H-E-A-L, heel. Heel, heel, heel. Hell, hell, hell. Well, then... doesn't have to be hell if you know how to balance yourself on your heels. And this is called arch. And arch is also closely related to another word called arc. A-R-K, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. They both are related. They mean a curve. You see? So it's the arch. And we are told that the world was saved by an ark. That Noah was instructed to build a boat. And the boat was the rescue for the people that was threatened by a world flood. And the ark was supposed to save them, right? All right. So, maybe you who are here for the first time, you want to know what that ark was. That ark was the arch. He was told to bring animals on of every kind. None of them were left out, male and female. It's talking about sensitivity. The key to saving the people was to appeal to their sensitivities. That's how they were saved. And sensitivities work between people and people. You feel my sensitivities, I feel your sensitivities. So it was very much like the New Testament doctrine of love. Love everybody. That's an appeal to the sensitivities of the people. Love everybody. And the doctrine of love appeals to everybody. You know, you might miss some people if you come with the disciplines of your particular religion. You might miss some people. Some people might not be that responsive to your particular philosophy. But everybody is responsive to love. The business people, everybody is responsible to love. They're responsive, pardon me, to love. So this is a sensitivity, and the strongest sensitivity we have. This, the emotions of love and hate. Right? So the ark that saved them was that appeal to their sensitivities. Love. And the scripture says, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. So the New Testament comes right back with the same philosophy. Love. Appealing to the sensitivities. If sensitivities was the key for saving them, then what were they being destroyed by? Sensitivities. That's the thing that was destroying them. Sensitivities. But their sensitivities had gone astray from the path of sensible, intelligent life. And the prophet had to call them back to their sensitivities, not to their intelligence, to their sensitivities. Society gets in such a bad shape mentally that you can't appeal to their intelligence. There's nothing there to appeal to. So you appeal to their sensitivities just like you would a baby or an animal. You fish in the sensitivities of the people and use the strongest bait. And love is a strong bait. The Lord loves you. Sinners, the Lord loves you. Strong bait, isn't it? You know, you've been, the rabbi and the monk and the priest and all of them have been looking down on you and snubbing their nose at you and blowing their nose on you and spitting at you, calling you a nasty lowlife skunk and everything. And then here come a man, sinners, the Lord loves you. Pretty strong bait. Yes, well, that was the ark that saved the world in Noah's time. Why is the foot used? Why is this part of the foot used as a symbol to connect us with that meaning? Because for most people, that arch is the most sensitive part of your foot. It's the most sensitive part of your foot. Now, there are the exceptions. Some people can't be moved no matter where you touch them. Yes, so the arch is the most sensitive part of your foot. But look how the wise in religion pick symbols that carry such great, precious meaning. You all doing all right?
Yeah.
I hope so. The arch of the foot is raised. I'm exaggerating it so we can get the point better. The arch of the foot is raised. They can't see back there. Maybe I'll put it up here. It's raised. The heavens are raised too, right? The sky seems to be arched. Seems to be a great umbrella. Now, we know it's not really shaped like that, but our vision gives us that kind of image, right? Gives us a round image of the sky, an arch, more round than that. So the arch, it's a raised thing. And under the arch of the foot is the ground, right? And the ground is called earth. E-A-R. Well, I'm trying to fix it so you can see it, but we can't. E-A-R-T-H. Called earth. And what is earth? What does earth mean? Yes, it's conscience, all right, because if you ain't wanting nothing, you ain't got no conscience. So it is conscience. The earth is appetite. Appetite. Yes. The earth wants to eat. And if it gets some seeds and a little rain, a little sunshine, it won't only eat, it'll give you some food. Right? So the earth wants to eat. It's appetite. In Arabic, the word ard is used. If I say, I had an appetite. See, arad. I had an appetite. The pleasing of appetites. Or being pleased after having my appetite filled. It's from the same word. Radin. Pleasing God of the same word. Maradat Allah, the pleasure of God. You see? So appetites, we have to make those appetites conform to what is most excellent in us. And the best way to do that is to bridle those appetites for the pleasure of Allah. Right? Yes. Well, see, this word, very common word in the religion. So these sensitivities here hold themselves up from contact with the ground, with the floor. That tells us that those people who picked this symbol wanted to say we should keep our appetites uplifted. Man should have his appetites uplifted. Don't let your appetite come under the gravity of the material world. But keep that sensitivity arched, raised up. Something has to touch the earth, though. What's touching? The heel. Now, that heel works for us better, that mind, that we keep in contact with the earth, material necessities and material needs, it works best after we have gone up the heel of trial and tribulation and learned the lesson. You see? Once we've gone up the hill and learned the lesson, we come back down healed. And then we're really able to balance ourselves on our heel. Yeah. See? Now we have in front here toes. Toes. The word tow means to pull, and it's associated with boats. They tow boats. Can't you see here the connection again with Noah's Ark? You got toes in front of your foot to connect the wires with the ark. You tow the boat in when something happens to it, or when the water is too shallow for it. Now these senses, they have to pull the foot. They tow. And you heard the song that kids used to sing? Heel toe, stepping over heel toe. You ever hear that? Yeah, we used to sing that as kids, you know. Heel toe, stepping over, heel toe, stepping over. Something like that it went, you know. They had a lot of songs about the heel and the toe. Yeah. Skippy Maloo, my darling. Yeah, you remember that. Skipped in my loo. Some devilish songs they put out, I'm telling you. Yes. So, toe. When your car breaks down, the man or somebody tows it in. Right? Yes. And if the police tore it in, he puts it in the pound. That's what they call it in Chicago. We call them out here too, the car pound. Puts it in the pound. Now what else they put in the pound? Dogs. Oh, my dogs hurt so bad today, man. Aren't you tired of having people talk over your head? Every race on this earth got some people in their midst of their own kind that knows what's happening in this double talk that culture makes. Except us. That's right. Except us. And we should be tired of the world talking over our heads. Playing games with us like we some dumb children or something.
That's right.
I'm tired of it.
That's right.
And I thank our Lord he let me see what's happening. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah.
Catch a nigga by his toe.
Yeah.
If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. So what is that saying about you and the masses? That your life is on the lowest level of sense perception. You feel good, you feel bad, you feel happy. You feel hurt, you feel love, you feel hate. But you don't feel knowledge. You don't feel logic. That's what they're saying about you. And when you get in trouble, they have to tow you in. Catch a nigga by his toe. If he holler, we mean, you know, catch him by his toe. Catch him by his sense perception. His instinctive emotional movements. Catch him by those. And if that doesn't work, let him go to hell. That's what it means. Let him go eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Eeny, weeny, bit. Me, me. Miny, still smaller. More hell. Let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let his senses shrink up until he goes to hell. Yeah. But never appeal to his intelligence. Never say, look. Let's stop towing him in. Let's do what the New Testament says. Let's bring him to land and teach him. Yeah. Now, what has this got to do with the Sabbath? Well, let's see. Can anyone get me a Bible right quick and turn to Exodus? Old Testament, Exodus. Exodus. And I see, can I find this reference here? Now, let us look at the meaning of the word Sabbath. Sabbath. S-A-B-B-A-T-H. H. Let's see, can we break this word up? Sab-bath. Something is getting a bath. Right? And we know that Sunday is a day for taking a cultural bath in the church. That's what it used to be. Now they're doing all kinds of things in the church. But it used to be a day for taking a bath, a cultural bath, in the church. Mm-hmm. Let's look at another word that sounds like Sabbath. In fact, it sounds like. In fact, you don't pronounce that Sabbath. People say Sabbath. Yeah. So let's look at another word now. Sabbath. Sabbath. They're different words, but don't they pronounce alike? Sabbath. Sabbath. You don't say Sabbath. You say Sabbath. Sabbath, Sabbath. Now, to save time, I ain't going to put this word, sabotage. Sabotage. Now, a Sabbath can be a bath, or it could be a sabotage. Depends on who's giving it. And believe me, you've been sabotaged. You who came up into the church, you've been sabotaged, baby. You didn't have to come up in the church. You've been out there in this Western culture. You've been sabotaged. What is Sabbath? This Sabbath. Sabbath is shoe. Shoe is Sabbath. Look in your dictionary, Darling Thomas. Look in your dictionary so you'll believe the white man. Yeah, he wrote that. That's how come you don't question it. Jackass Tom, you. Sabbath. Sabbath means shoe or boot. Now, who's depicted as the boot shiner? You. Who's the shoe shine boy? You. So what are they saying? They're telling us something. And if we know what they're saying, we can know how they think. And we want to know how they think because we want to beat them thinking. So if they say we're the shoe shine boy, what are they saying? Can't nobody beat a nigger talking love talk in the church. That's what they're saying. He can shine the soul better than anybody. Just give him a little soul polish and a piece of rag from the gospel. And that nigga will shine some souls. And they do, don't they? That preacher, man, I'm telling you, he can work out. You can't beat no Blalian preacher. And I've seen them. I've seen the Southern crackers. You know, they're good, too. The deeper you've been in misery, the best you can do with that soul job. But ain't nobody been deeper than us in loneliness, isolated, alienated, hated, despised, stepped on, spit on, called monkey and shine. We've been deep down in the weeping waters. Yeah. So they know we have more soul sensitivity. Or we can shine that shoe better than anybody. So you should be tired of shining shoes.
That's right.
You should want to polish some intellects.
That's right.
Sabbath, shoe. Sabbath is shoe. Now, the Bible mentions, if I can find it here, I don't want to waste too much time. The Bible mentioned in Exodus the Sabbath. And God is instructing Moses to instruct the people in the observance of the Sabbath. It says, 6 days thou shalt work, and on the seventh day you shall rest. Right? Rest, R-E-S-T. Do you think that has a meaning only in the Bible? In music, what is the rest? Yes. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. That's rest. Do starts all over again. Right? Now, let's see what music is saying. Do, D-O-E, is what? A deer. Right? Deer is something has sweet meat, they say. Sweet meat. Innocent creature, loved because he's so sweet, but needs protection too, because the hunters will eat him all up, kill him all out, right? Doe, he's not wild, he's not out there attacking anything. Let's look at another doe. It's pronounced doe too. D-O-U-G-H. Dough. That's the dough of bread. The dough that you bake and make a bread, right? It's dough too. So it's referring to two things. Dough, the innocence of the society, their sweetness that make them vulnerable. If they don't have knowledge, people can fish in their emotions and do whatever they want with them. Then it refers also to the dough bread. And the bread represents what? The bread represents doctrine. Doctrine. Bread represents knowledge. Of the doctrine, our religion. Dough is that knowledge in its raw form. Raw form. It's not yet matured. It's not yet made ripe or ready for eating. The baking, the heating is what makes it rise to its fullest and come to its best texture. Right? Yes. The heat does that. The right heat. Too much will run it. Not enough is no good. So that's the dough. So when you say do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, he rested. Start with the innocent people. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Rest them. And T looks like a cross to me. And I believe that's the crux of the matter. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. So if you ain't got no sense, but you have a heart to respond, then you're a doe. You're this doe. If you ain't got no sense, but you have a curiosity, you're this doe. See? And for both of you, we're going to put you on the cross, T. That's what music stands. We're going to put both of you on the cross, T, on the rest part. Now, what is the cross? T is the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, Tau. It means finished. And the Western world takes it and put it on a grave, and they say it means dead. Finished from in this world. Right? And then they put it around your neck, meaning that you are hooked. Crucified alive. Oh, what is this man said about our religion? Well, you know your religion. If I'm saying something wrong, then you know that you know your own religion. If I'm saying something wrong, you the best knower of whether I'm right or wrong. Because you know your own religion. I'm telling you what these people are saying in their language, in their cultural language, what they're saying over the heads of the common people. I saw a monster picture once, and it was a Dracula movie. But it was a different Dracula movie. It wasn't like the rest of them I had seen. It fooled me. And it was funny. Dracula came in. You know, he can come in so cool and with all the drama, you know. He came in, and this woman reached and grabbed a cross. And she put that cross right up to his face. He said, ha, 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 ha. You got the wrong Dracula. It didn't work on him. He got his neck, man. We want to leave that up there. Now, 6 days shall you work on the, upon me, and on the seventh day you rest. Not only you. You, your ass. I'm reading the Bible. You, your ass, your maid servant, your man servant, your maid servant, everything under you supposed to rest. You and everything in your charge. Rest. Is that right? Yes. Then it also says that at the end of every seventh year, there's another Sabbath. At the end of 7 days, at the end of 7 years. And at the end of 7 years, there is a freedom that's granted. It explains what the sixth rest me. Now, let's look at the first, the week. The week. W-E-E-K. And let's apply the same rule that applies throughout, without fail. Let's write week in another way. W-E-A-K. Week. Now, we could put W-E-E-K, week, in. But how about putting W-E-A-K-E-N-D? Weekend. built our weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right? Isn't that our weekend? Friday after work, that's when the weekend starts. So from that point to Monday, till Monday starts, is your weekend. And it is. In this society, that's your weekend. You go out and blow everything you build up. So now we're going to put another word up here. Freedom. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Freedom. What is dumb? It's dumb. That's what it is. It's dumb. Freedom. Free dummies. Free dummies. Freedom. Isn't that what the freedom has spelled out for Western society? A bunch of free dummies. Now, I'm telling you that they intended to bring us to this state. That's why they pronounced it freedom. They could have pronounced it freedom. They could have said freedom. They didn't have to say freedom. D-U-M. They said freedom. If we put an E at the end, how you pronounce it now? Freedom. And this is the dome here. Your head is your dome. That's supposed to be over your dominion. Somebody broke the Sabbath, didn't they? If the Sabbath was intended to bring us to our senses, and then after bringing us to our senses, then sense man was supposed to go out in the society and make the society conform to good senses by freeing the ass, the ignorant tightheads, nutheads. That's all is, but are ignorant, therefore they are unruly, like donkeys. Then the donkey, he has big ears, look like he's saying, oh, I'm a student. I'm studious. I'm all ears. But you try to tell that dumb sucker something, he can't learn anything. Stubborn as he can be. And he does his work like he hates it. You seen you.
Right.
Yeah. Just like you. Horse and other animals, they prance along like they happy doing it. Here come that donkey. And after a while, he stops. He don't tell you what's wrong. He just stopped and spread his legs out. You say, get up, mule. Come on, mule, the sun's going down. I got to get this fur flying up here. Get up, mule. Man told me he got down once and took a 2x4 and walked right up straight to his mule and fixed his mule, looked his mule with his mule in the face. And whopped him right in the front of his head with that 2x4. He said, that mule got to moving. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said. It's too much to try to discuss everything that's in this. Take too much time. But everything's supposed to be rested on the seventh day. Supposed to get rest on the seventh day. The Bible tells us in the New Testament what kind of rest that is. Jesus says, come into my rest. What is his rest? To be good. Stop being selfish. Be open-hearted. To let yourself give of yourself. Isn't that his rest, according to the New Testament? Yes. And he condemned those selfish people who walked by misery in the town and didn't come to the aid of their fellow man. He condemned them. And he showed them the example of human compassion. And the old conservatives in the religion condemned him and charged him with breaking the Sabbath. So Sabbath meant one thing to those old conservatives, and it meant another thing to Jesus Christ according to the New Testament. Peace be on him. All right? To them, it meant secrecy. It meant keeping the non-elect that they elect out of the knowledge. To Jesus, it meant charity. It meant giving it to those who ask and those who ask not. Yes. Giving it to all those who need, whether they come to you or not, you go to them. All right. What has that to do with the shoe? The shoe covers our foot. And the foot represents that is fundamental. That is fundamental for the development and growth of society. You need to be able to discipline yourself. The ability to stand on your heel, isn't that the uppermost, the highest discipline the toddling child learns? He starts out like an animal on fours. But he has a natural urge in him to stand up erect like his adults and the youngsters that have managed to do that. So that urge is so strong in that young child, he doesn't have to be taught how to stand up and walk. He will do it on himself. You know, some of us think you have to teach a child. You don't have to teach a child to stand up and walk. That child will pull up on something and it will learn to stand up and walk by itself. That's the natural urge in the child. So his highest development in terms of him being able to discipline himself as a toddler is the ability to stand up straight, balance himself on his own feet, on his own heels, and walk. Right? Yes. After that, it's a mental process. It's a mental process. But before the mental process, there is a spiritual process. That child is trying to spiritually discipline himself. Why do we use the expression spiritually discipline himself? Because he has to control emotional, spiritual tendencies in himself to such great extent that he's able to balance himself. If he let his mind slip away to what's happening over there, or what he's feeling in his heart, or what's the itch that's bothering him, he'll never be able to take that stand. That child has to concentrate on bringing himself to an erect, upright, balanced position.
So this is the discipline of will, isn't it? He has a will to stand up like others. He has to discipline his will so that his will doesn't be influenced by other things while he's trying to stand up erect. It requires great concentration. That child that managed to stand up, it requires great concentration on the part of that child. That child can't do that. You ever seen a child learning how to stand up laughing? You ever seen him come up doing the boogie? No. He doesn't come up under emotionalism. He has his emotions trained. He trained his emotions. He grabs his emotions, and he tells him, tell his emotions, stand still. Don't quiver. Because I want to stand up like other folks. Now, the same principle that bring that baby up on his feet is needed to bring our African-American up on their feet. You have to cut out your monkey shine. Cut out your stupid, silly behavior. Get rid of that. Put that silly behavior behind yourself. Stop all that musical crazy fever that you got. Get rid of that foolishness. Get your emotions into your own grip. So you can stand on your feet like a man. That's a precious knowledge. That's science. I'm not putting fancy terms to it like they do in the colleges. They put a lot of big long terms to it and call it a lot by a lot of fancy long names and give it to you under the heading of psychology, human behavioral psychology, this kind of psychology, that kind of psychology. I'm giving it to you in simple language that you understand. But I'm giving you science.
Yes.
And that's what's needed to get our people up out of the rut that they've been in now ever since they were freed. Can't blame us for what happened during slavery time. We've been chained. We were slaves. But when freedom come, a man should think for himself. Shu now comes from the Egyptian mythological deity called Shu, but it's spelled S-H-U, and that S-H-U pronounced Shu. But tell me, what makes this pronounced Shu? No way to pronounce this Shu. There's not another word that I found, maybe you found one, I haven't, that's spelled like this and have a U sound. It's the only one that I found. S-H-O-E spells shoe. Yeah. How come? When there's not a rule for it in the English language. Not a rule for it in English grammar. How come this word spells shoe? Because it's shoe. It's this shoe. And it's hidden by this spelling. It's hidden under this spelling. It's this shoe. What was Shu now? Shu, let me take this off. Praise be to Allah.
Sir, it seems as though I can't click number 5, everyone. The man was well into explaining about Shu and Shu connected with culture. We so wanted to hear that. But inshallah, another day. Thank you for being here. And God willing, in about another 3 hours, we'll be back together again, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to connecting. All right? And inshallah. This particular series on Sabbath,